God alone. Amen. We give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his love. And tell of his love. We give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Who will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. One more time, we'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his, you may be seated. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Who will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love, and tell of his love. Will give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I know the time is near when everything that I hold dear will lay before the holy heap, consuming fire. All my works and all my deeds, hallelujah, and every prayer set on my knees will lay before the holy heap, consuming fire. All I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is him in me. All I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining to me. Oh, and hear him say, well done, my precious one. Hallelujah, well done, well done, my faithful one. And all I want to see is Jesus.
Jesus. All I want to see is Him in me. Hallelujah. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me. Oh, and all I want to see is Jesus. All I want to see is Him in me. All I want to see is Jesus shining through me. Hallelujah. I believe God's got something special for us this morning. See, sometimes the way you expect things to go, God can do something else. He does whatever He wants. There's nothing out of cater. Amen. We should have had our brother Sherman minister this morning. Amen. But this morning we have our brother Sam to minister this morning. Hallelujah. So God, all things work for good. Amen. May we stand, please, as our brother gets ready to come. Remember, it's not the vessel. It's the angel of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything happens for a purpose. So just be under expectation this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's sing that wonderful chorus as our brother get ready to come. I bless your name. I bless your name.
I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor, give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. I bless your name. In prisoner's chains, with bleeding stripes, Paul and Silas prayed that night. And in your pain, began to sing. Their chains were loose, and they were free. I bless your name, Brother Sam. I bless your name. I give you honor.
And when eunuch, when he looked, Philip disappeared. Amen. We'll be like that. No old age. Those who have a white hair, they will be somewhere in heaven. Let's bow our head. Our dear Father God, Lord, you are so great. I was not even expecting to be Lord standing here. But you knew even before the foundation of the world that this will be so. Father, bless your people, my brothers and my sisters, and your servant, Brother Elijah, oh Lord, with the family. Be with us now. Just one word is enough than 1,000 where you are not even there. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, this precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Yes. Let me read a passage first. And God is good. When my precious brother Mark just called me, something was saying in my heart that I think he's going to ask me to speak. But God is always ready. And I'm going to read this passage of John 14, 15, 21. Are we all there? Yeah, we can stand. Bye. Yeah. Because when we put up, you see, the American flag, we all stand. We don't move. Amen. So, from the verse 15, if ye love me, Jesus Christ speaking, those who have Bibles with a red script, it's Jesus speaking. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 5:17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelt with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you shall see me, because I live, you shall live also. The verse 21. He that hath my commandment and keep them, he it is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Amen. May the Lord bless this word. You may be seated. I just wanted to give a little testimony, but there's nothing little before God. Amen. Amen. What we think that is little is great. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to give my little testimony. I was born a twin. And they said that I was born with a sister, my twin sister. And some people say that I killed my sister. Because she died, I never knew her. And when I was born, I was about 15 years old when my mother died. And my father, you know, in Africa, something, but not now. People used to marry even 5, 7, 10 women. You see, so my father had the first wife with the oldest children. Yes, and he never took care of me. And you see, when I think about that, I say, wow. It's a little image of John. Was it John? Or who was born and he was given to Moses. That was Moses. Thank you, man. Moses. So I was born. So I grew up with my aunt. And they were practicing sorcery. Sorcerers, my aunt. So one took me for some time, and I went to the other one for some time. And now I realize that if it wasn't God's help, because God knew us before the foundation of the world. You see, he didn't know us when we were created, and then he looked at you and you. No, before the foundation of the world, because God's word is true. And then, now I realize that my aunts were sorcerers. If it wasn't God's help, they would have eaten me up completely. But now, and God is good. So he has a plan for each one of us. Amen. We don't need really to be hundreds of thousands of millions so that we say, oh, God is here. But God, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, is among them. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, you see, brother and sister, how long did it take to Noah, his preaching, his ministry? 120 years. Is that right? But how many did he get? How many people? Believers. 8. Wow. He and his wife is 3 sons and the wives of 3 sons. How many? 8. 120. Amen. And it wasn't Noah who closed the door. If it was Noah, if it was anyone, I told you, you people, okay, come. No, it was God who closed the door. Amen. When God closes, no one can open. Amen. And when he opens, no one can close. Amen. We have a living God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, brother and sister, I thought that I had read this message by the title. I didn't bring it because I was not expecting, so I didn't bring any book anywhere. This is my only Bible that I brought. This way, Abraham, when he had a dream, he saw his mother, and she was so young. Brother, we are going to be very young.
Amen.
No old age there. And when he saw his daughter that died when she was about, how old was she? 9 months. Oh, brother. And what brought all these things? Why Brother Brown's mother, wife was sick and the daughter died and all this? Why? Do you know what brought that? Do you know? Disobedience. Amen. Is that true? Because he listened to his mother-in-law. Oh. Amen. Brother, we don't listen to anybody else but God. Someone can give you advice and this, okay, but you pray about it. Don't take it like this and swallow it. Amen. Everybody swallows, yeah? We swallow water. But you think about it. Because we die, how many times have you seen someone that died 3 times? He went, come back, he says, okay, next time I will do well. And he dies again. No, we die once And after that, the judgment. Amen. But brother, do you know that the bride will not be judged? Amen. The bride cannot be judged. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you remember Joseph? Joseph's history is a story when he was there. When his brothers came, they couldn't even recognize him anymore. Amen. So if you go, for example, in a Muslim country, something like that, they have a big thing that a robe or something like that. So they couldn't even recognize him, but he recognized them. And when Joseph kept the little brother, he said, go and get your father. Wow, that was brother, this is a... And when Joseph introduced himself to them, I am Joseph. And this is the way Jesus Christ is going to introduce to his own brothers. I am Jesus, I'm Joseph. Oh, and they cried and this. Brother, the message of the hour is true. If I told you how many car accidents I have got here that came to me, accident, I can't count them, maybe more than 60 times. One time I was driving on the highway, one way, and then the car turned like this. I understood. It was all my own parents, sorcerers, that wanted to destroy me. But greater is he that is in you than he that is the world. That's true, brother. You see, that's why when we come to church, don't just try to imitate the other brother or the other sister. Yes, amen. Be of your own. Yes, sir. Because salvation is individual. It's not collective. Yes, right. And you bring this here. No, 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 no. God calls us individually. Yes, that's why very important. I don't know how long I've been this messy man now, you see French, I was speaking a little French. Yeah, for about 43, 44 years in this message, by His grace. I came to this country in 1977. Huh? Was it 1977 or 1990, where people, everybody, because the year 2000 wasn't. People didn't know about 2000. And they, people put food in the ground, somewhere on the ground to eat and then die. Because 2000, no, they didn't know. But we are here now, 18 after 2000, today, by the grace of God. And the message is going on, going on, going on, going on, brother. Everywhere people are divided, even in this message. I'm talking about this message. Amen. Because this is the message that is our dwelling place. This is our food. Amen. So God is good. God is good. And yes, so the Spirit of truth has come. Amen. Because it's the Spirit of truth that guides us into all truth. God doesn't need some truth. Do you hear me? There's a difference between some truth and the whole truth. God doesn't need some truth. He needs the whole truth or no truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Next month, I'm going to start collecting my Social Security. And I'll still be working about 40 hours. So God is good, brother. Amen. Some people ask me, how old are you? That some people think that I'm 50. I said, no. But brother, this is just a little image of what we are going to be. Brother Roger. There will be no more high, no more white hair over there. And everybody came in the vision. Hey, good morning. Hey, our brother, our precious brother, our precious brother. And the little girl said, hey, daddy. But who is that big call me daddy? I was your daughter on the earth. I said, what? You want to see mommy? Mommy is there. And they went. And do you remember that Barbara could not even afford his one chair? He had a chair that he couldn't even afford. And the people came to collect the chair and they took it. He saw it, that chair over there. Wow! And he started weeping. Brother, it's true. And some people was even trying to laugh at Brother Bram and say, okay, you see that your dog will be there? Do you think that? He said, they don't know. He said, what about Jesus Christ? Who will be riding those horses? And, a horse is a human being? A horse. Is it a human being? Or an animal? Brother, everything is there. And that's why people that have loved you, that have helped you, even though they cannot be among the bride, but there will be some helpers, some people that will help you, that serve you. Do you think that the servant doesn't eat also what he serves? He has a part of what he serves, he eats also. So brother, this message is true. It's true. Oh, yes, it's true. The promise of God is true. We have heard it. And it's going to come to be true. So when the Spirit of Truth comes, He'll guide us. So the Spirit of Truth is what? Something? Or it's Jesus Christ Himself?
Amen.
It's Jesus Christ Himself. Some people think that there are three, and when they go there, and because the Father God is, he has no more teeth. He's so old now. And he sent Jesus Christ, okay? And then Jesus Christ, when he died, he sent the Holy Spirit. No. Do you remember? Paul was thinking about the same thing, Paul. On the road to Damascus. You remember? He thought, he believed in three gods. So now going, oh brother, then he fell. What time was it? Midday. Hey, why are you persecuting me? So, he said, who are you? He said, I'm Jesus Christ. He didn't say, I'm a father, who am I this? I'm Jesus Christ that you are persecuting. He said, what? Paul didn't ask any more questions because he believed, he trusted that. Some people wanted to see many times, many years, but okay, on the spot. Paul believed. Then he became blind. Brother and sister, you have to become blind spiritually before you can see spiritually. Amen. And he became blind. And then God speaks both sides. He spoke with Ananias. Was he Ananias? Ananias said, hey God, this man that killed your people, he said, I've already dealt with him. I'm using him. And he went. Ananias baptized him, prayed for him, baptized him. And on the spot, Paul started preaching the gospel. Jesus Christ is God. Amen. And he said, I'm not even worthy, because I've killed God's people. No one of us is worthy, brother. We have done whatever it is. But God put everything in his sea of forgetfulness. Does God forget? He wants to forget. Otherwise, God doesn't forget. Amen. So, brother, we have a message. Very soon, we are going to go. Amen. Whether Russia, whatever this comes on this, it's not our problem. Brother Brown preached a message. Watch Russia. Amen. Russia is going to be used by God. Amen. But after God used Russia, then God will take care of Russia. What prophet in the Bible, a king was a king, and even God called that king my servant. Yeah, who was that? God used that king. Was it King Josaphat or whatever it is? Excuse me? King of Babylon. Yeah, Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, I think it was that. Yeah, my servant. Can you imagine? God's own people going to serve because of disobedience. Amen. God is no respecter of person. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, brother, we have a God that is good. You see? And if God shows us what we have to do, let us not be ignorant to that. Amen. To tell God that, okay, you didn't know. Who can tell God that you didn't know? God, I didn't know. So God can say, oh, yeah, that's true. He knows everything. So, brother, we have received a message. Amen. The number doesn't count. Where two or three are gathered together in his name is there. If God had said, okay, when 100, then we'll be so sorry. Because we are not 100, not even 50. Then we'll say, okay, let's go until we get to the 100 first. No, brother God, oh no, he knew that. That it will be so difficult, so hard to get 20 people. But where two or three are gathered together, is there. That's why, let's hurry up. Let's walk. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, if you wanted to, do you know how to do pumping when you... We were in school before, we used to do this and then we pump. Sometimes I can pump 100 times. Push up, yeah, where? Push up, yeah, I can do 100 times, same time, but at least 45 or 50 times. It's good. I asked my wife, let's do it. She says she can't. Praise the Lord. Amen. So where did Brother Elijah go? Where did he travel? Okay. Brother, I think that for a long time we have known each other, eh? That's good. And let's keep on walking together so that when we are there, when there will be no more departing, no more going away, we'll be there. Okay? Today we see, my car, okay, the tire, all these things, so you see, there will be no more car, vehicle, okay? Just fill with the Holy Spirit. Where you want to go, you are there. Amen. You see, this world is a dirty world. Amen. We will not need even money over there to buy gasoline. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, this message is so precious. So precious. When the Holy Spirit he comes, okay, he will guide us into all ways. Amen? Praise the Lord. So, people ask Jesus Christ, you see, when Jesus was on this earth, you know that, you see, he didn't give them, the disciple, all thing, everything, you see. But he said, wait. When I come, when I go, I will send you a comforter, the Spirit of truth, that will guide you into all truth. This is very important. That's why God has used a prophet, William Abraham. Do you know that William Abraham is right now in the glory? I have two or three testimonies of people that are not even mercy believers. Do you know Rick Joyner? Rick Joyner. I think he's in the south, down south. Eh? Who wrote a book? The Final Quest. And the last chapter, it talked about Brother William Marion Branham. But it doesn't say his name. You see, people, I call him Brother Rick Joyner. Who are you talking about this? Here. He said, God told him not to say the name of the man. I said, Brother Rick Joyner, you are a liar. Brother, this is the truth. There's no going this and this way. The truth is direct. Amen. Amen. If you want God to keep you, to love you, brother, speak the truth. And nothing but the truth. When you go to church, to court, what do you say? What do they say? Oh, I'm so happy now that in the time of Brother Barack Obama, I am one of the few that will never swear. Did I tell you that a judge was like this? He wanted even to, because he was expecting me to, why? And with the police officers there, I said, I respect you, but if you were to put me in jail, you'll be so sorry because most of the prisoners will become Christians. We'll be dancing there. This is what I told him. Because you see, I had a little, some apartment that I was renting, and the people destroying all these things, and they took me to court, and I was there. I didn't want even to hire a lawyer because Christ Jesus is my lawyer. Amen. And one day we were together, my wife, a lawyer, and this go. What do you call them? What do you call this? Go for hearing something. Oh yes. So we were there, and the lawyer spoke, and this, and I stood up, and I put my finger in the face of the lawyer. What you are saying, we are all going to die. When you die, you will see. Because they pay you corruption. He never said one word. Because what I was saying, he said, as a minister, and you are saying things like that, like, we are all going to die. But you have to know where you're going. I know where I will be going. Because it was the truth. He never said anything. And those attendants, I told them, you just go away. If I see you on the road here, you'll be put in jail. I haven't seen them for years now. Brother, the word of God, this message that we have, is not something that was fabricated or something like that. No, it's true. Amen. It's the word of God. And when we become, not only to know the word, but we have to become the word. Yes. Brother, I don't think that people come here because they don't know where to go. They look here, they look here, but let me go to church just for some time. No. If you come because the word is here, because of the truth, to know the truth, brother, and because the truth can set you free, and you'll be free indeed, brother, come here because we don't know. Our fathers are are still here, alive? Okay, if they are still alive, what about our father's fathers? And they are, okay, fathers, 3, 4, 7 generations, are they here? They're all gone, brother. Amen. Some people can go and to sleep, and then in the morning, the wife, starts crying. Woo, woo, woo. Finish. Brother, it's good to die in Christ. Amen. You're not here. We're not born with a white hair. No. But this is what it is, brother, the time. So let's have the spirit of truth. A little while, we cannot tell, okay, we cannot tell what he said. Okay, in a little while, he always said, what is this that he said? Some people, they were walking with him together, this disciple, but they didn't understand what Jesus was saying. You see, people walking with him, but we didn't want to walk with him naturally. We never saw him naturally. But he said, those who are blessed are those who didn't see. Okay? But who heard and who have the word. Eh? Peter, one time, I think he denied him when he was by the fire. And they said, you look like this guy. No, what are you saying? I don't know him. And then, what happened? The cock? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, Peter cried. You see, God knows us. But brother, this message gives power. Amen. It gives power. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This message can deliver from epilepsy. Huh? There's a brother. Do you remember him? Brother Amos? Who knows Brother Amos? Brother Amos Che. When he was about 3 years old, he had epilepsy from Liberia. And now he was old, now about 40 years old, sitting by the fire, and the fire could burn him. But one day his wife told my wife, okay, come and pray for him. And when we went, he could take his children, and because when it's come like this, you see, you don't even know what you are doing. Oh! So we went. I took 2 brothers, we went, and went against Goliath. Little David. And when we pray for him, it took maybe two weeks, 3 weeks, or 1 month. Brother, he has completely been delivered. Amen. From epilepsy. Because Jesus Christ has given us as a brother, my dear brother, he was giving testimony. Yes. You see, this is the way God does. So let us not be afraid. You see, when you are afraid, this is what the devil loves. He likes that. Oh, yeah. But no. You see, we are more than conquerors. You see, God has given us this. So, brother, this we trust. And let's trust this mercy. Let's be with this mercy until, okay? Let us not be hypocrites. God doesn't like hypocrisy. No. Be sincere. Let's be sincere, honest. And we'll see in glory. Here, you have something today, money. Tomorrow, you don't have all these things, you see. And you can't even walk to go to work. And all these things, everything is a car. And there are so many cars. And this, yeah. When you drive, you don't even know what to do. You see, some people don't give in they don't put on the lights, headlight. We just saw how many we saw before we came here. I don't know where they are going. Brother, it will not be over there like this. Those who do this, they will be somewhere else. I think there are only 2 places. That's true. There's no Connecticut there. No Hartford. Okay. We'll be at one place. I wish my wife could be my wife over there, but I don't know what's going to happen. There'll be no more marriage. You know that? Huh? And there'll be no more, we are not going to be sorry about that, because God has done it. It's perfect. Your wife, you call sister. Amen. Praise the Lord. And can you imagine the mention of Brother Branham? And he said, this is your mention. What? A poor guy who could not even, you see? But we have everything there. It's not in imagination, brother. It's a reality. Yes. Praise the Lord. What time is it now? I don't have even a watch. What time is it? Oh, okay. Good. We are almost done. It was just a few words. Amen. That's why, brother, I'm asking you, Brother James and Dave, brother, let us always be ready. You saw my case? I was not even expecting, but when I saw that Brother Mark called me somewhere, I said, I'm done. So let us always be ready. Amen. Praise the Lord. We can all minister. To minister is what? To serve. Okay? Praise the Lord. Let us just stand. So, the title of, if I could give it a title, is The Spirit of Truth Has Come. Amen. And who is the Spirit of Truth? Jesus Christ Himself. When He is in you, brother, you cannot be misled. Sometimes GPS can even mislead. Sometimes. Well, go here and you go, it is not there, there's no way. You see? But the GPS we have, the Holy Spirit, is God's GPS. It can guide us into all truth. And that's why let's love one another. Because God is love. Let's bow our head. Our dear Heavenly Father, you are so great. Thank you, Father, for your love for us, O Lord. And wherever all your children may be, we pray that you bless them. Once again, bless Brother Elijah, O Lord, and the family. Bless everybody here. And your word, the Spirit of Truth that has come to guide us into all truth. Help us, Father. Let us love one another, because God is love. Oh Lord, only love, true love will be there. Thank you, Father. Be with us until we meet again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you, brothers and sisters. And I think that this word of exhortation has helped us. Okay. Do we know this God? He's true. Oh, yes, He's true. God's wonderful word is true. I've heard it. And I know God's word is true. Who was that brother who taught this? Oh, Brother Amos. That was Brother Amos. Brother Amos G. It's true, oh yes, it's true. I think it's in the word, in the songbook. So, okay. Okay, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I believe what we heard this morning is what the Lord had ordained for us to hear. Encourage the saints. I like that title, Jesus Christ Himself is here. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing that song again. He's in the house. The song that came to my heart. Death has to flee. When He comes in this house, death goes out. Amen. Hallelujah. A little girl was lying there. People was weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when He said she was only sleeping. Her by the hand, some began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Some began to sing. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. I was like that girl. I was like that little girl. Was dead in all my sin. Then Jesus touched this heart of mine. Give me life within. Just a house of clay. But ever since that blessed day, there's a light that shines in me for all the world to see. He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. Hallelujah. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, this moment I know that He's in the house. Death has to flee. Now there is light where darkness used to be. Now there is hope. There's no more doubt. Praise His name. Praise His name. He's in the house. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad He's in the house? He's in your house. See how Brother Elijah was speaking about how when that the Spirit of God comes and quickens that seed, makes him alive, lights that fire in you, and that fire stays. It's permanent. He's in this house. He's quickened the seed. Now there is light. Death has to flee. Now you are the light of the world. Because He's in your house. Hallelujah. The Lord Himself. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that this morning? We appreciate our brother. Praise the name of the Lord. God is good all the time. All the time. Amen. I need you more. More than yesterday. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you, Lord. More than words can say, I need you more. Than ever before, I need you, Lord.
I need you, Lord, more than the air I breathe, more than the song I sing, more than the next heartbeat. More than anything, Lord, as time goes by, I'll be by your side. 'Cause I never want to go back to my old life. I need you more, Lord, more than yesterday. I need you, Lord.